We'll have a good chat about those golfing rules with Paul Gow on Thursday morning as well. Adam Pengelly joins us on the line regarding all things. And Kosciuszko, we're excited, Adam.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie. Yeah, we've got, looks like 7 horses locked in for the Kosciuszko already. So some of these raffle ticket winners haven't mucked around doing some deals, these slot holders with some of the trainers. So the best that I can work out at this stage is we've got the Monster. You guys spoke to Brett Kavanagh, obviously, yesterday on the program. He's locked in for the race. Danny Williams got a couple now with Don't Give a Damn and Kopi Luwak. The favourite, Care to Think, has been locked up. We've got Suncraze, Victorum, and After All That, who was so good in the shorts on the weekend, and has got a spot in the Kosciuszko as well. So 7 of the 12 confirmed. And I dare say it wouldn't take long for the next 5 or so to be confirmed, I reckon, in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, it's exciting times for the owners and the slot holders. Obviously, they'll come up with a deal. But in her time, cleared to return to racing.
Yeah, some really good news, Laurie. Obviously, we know the situation with Ben Smith last week when Racing New South Wales steward visited his Newcastle stable. They took some out-of-competition samples after receiving a couple of irregularities from a couple of Ben's horses, and it's come back now that in her times have been clear. So she'll be able to return to racing in the not-too-distant future. It's such a crucial time for her, given that she's got a slot in the Everest there with Tabcorp. She hasn't had a run, I don't think, so far this campaign. So needs to try and find a suitable race before the Everest. I'd say she might go to a race like the Premier Stakes. We'll just leave that up to Chris Lees. Not such great news for fans of Eldorado Dreaming. Obviously, she was one of the horses that returned a bit of a screening irregularity. Stewards have confirmed that she now has tested a sample that's got an irregularity. She was scratched from the T-Rose Stakes on the weekend, so not quite sure we're going to see her next. I think Chris Lees was hoping to trial both her and in her time at Newcastle on Wednesday. They'll have to wait till this afternoon to get back the B sample from that test from Eldorado Dreaming.
Yeah, Grunt, terrific performance in the Maccabi Diva on the weekend. What's the plan going forward?
Yeah, we spoke briefly about him yesterday on the program, Laurie, that Nick Price had floated the idea even heading towards maybe a Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup double after he won the Maccabi Diva Stakes on the weekend. But Nick sort of come out in the last 24 hours and suggested, no, that's probably going to be a little bit too ambitious. I think more so on the advice of jockey Damien Oliver that he wants to stick to some shorter trips. He's going to go towards the Underwood Stakes and then the Cox Plate and potentially take on Winx if she makes the race in safe and sound. So that's going to be a big news for supporters of Grunt. I think Nick wants to try and keep it to that 2,000-metre distance, try and take on some of those races like the old McKinnon Stakes during the Flemington Cup Week Carnival. He won't be stretching him out, to the mile and a half of the Caulfield Cup and definitely not the 2 miles of the Melbourne Cup later in the spring.
See, if you run second to Winx in the Cox Plate, that's still good. And then I think that, I don't even know what they call it anymore, actually, the McKinnon, which is now on the final day, it's worth $2 million, Adam.
Yeah, rich race, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I suppose from a stallion point of view as well, you know, the Cox Plate's probably a little bit more appealing than the Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup. So even if he runs second to Winx, it's going to look pretty good on his CV, isn't it, when he goes to start of the stallion.
The Golden Rose out today.
Yeah, this race has sort of snuck up on us a bit, hasn't it, last week or two? There's so much other news happening around the place, but I sort of put this down the calendars when it's spring carnival, really get serious when the Golden Rose rolls around. So that field will be declared a little bit later today. Chris Lee's graph is still holding favourites in the lane with tab.com.au. Chris Waller, he's obviously got a really strong hand with his colts in the Autumn Sun. Lean Mean Machine, who was so good in the run to the Rose. And Zusane, who I think is going to be an acceptor in the race. Obviously had a little bit of an issue last week. I think his blood came back pretty good. So Chris will monitor him as the week goes on. Just quickly on the fillies in that race, I think Seabook's going to come up from Victoria for Nick Price and Damien Oliver's going to ride. We know the fillies don't have a great record in the race, but in truth, probably not a lot of them have attempted it in the past. Well, that's got that really nice Princess series. We know that Speak Fondly and Champagne Cuddles have run well in the Golden Rose in recent history without winning. I think Seabrook's a pretty decent filly, so she'll line up in the Golden Rose on the weekend and maybe head to a race like the Flight Stakes and Thousand Guineas.
Yeah, I mean, the only filly to ever win was during the virus, wasn't it? The equine virus period, but yeah, some would say that not a lot have tried. And we're going to, regarding the Kosciuszko, we're going to be broadcasting, Adam, from Scone on Friday morning, mate, because we've got 3 trainers up there with runners. So we'll just, we're pretty excited.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. TK, plenty of interviews to do with Brett Kavanagh, obviously Rod Northam, Melanie O'Gorman. So yeah, can't wait to hear what their thoughts are on some of their horses.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy your day.